we were going to do a lease for a piece of property. Now let's just pretend right now that we've got the people standing there in front of us and we're over on our Macintosh and we're going to type out the rules to living in our property. So we sit down and we say, the following are the rules for living in my house. Number one, I want you to keep your crummy dog off of my brand new carpet. If you don't, I will shoot both you and your dumb dog. So there. Okay, then you go down to number two. Okay, now a lot of you have had the opportunity of printing a document that needs something like this. You've used 1, 2, 3, or 4, some nesting, or you've used A, B, C, D, or a lot of you've used bullets. Now, realistically, when you typed your document, is this what you wanted it to look like? It isn't. What you wanted is you wanted the 1 and the 2 to line up nice and even, and then you wanted all your words to line up nice and straight. Now, let me just mention something to you here for a moment. A lot of you, when you started Microsoft Word, went in and tried to make this happen. And how did you make it happen? Well, most of you figured out, there's got to be a way to force that line over. So let me show you what a lot of you did. First thing that you did, you says, well, I know what I'll do. I'll just click in front of carpet here, and then I'll hit my space bar. Now, when you hit your space bar, and you may not be able to see my space bar right now, but it freezes up. Nothing happens. And you say, well, that's all right. What I'll do is hit my tab key. Now, when you hit your tab key, you get something like that. You say, well, that's not a problem either. What I'll do now is I'll just hit my backspace key. So when you hit your backspace key, then it goes right back to where it was. And about now is when people start getting frustrated. So what I have found most people did to make this happen is you typed your first line of copy, you anticipated when your second line of copy was going to jump down on the next line, you did a manual carriage return, and then you spaced it over one at a time and tried to line it up. Had a lady the other day tell me it took her 4 hours to do 2 pages, 1 through 10, trying to line it up. Now, you can do it that way if you'd like, but watch this. All you have to do is select your copy and go over and say, okay, I want my words to line up there, and I would like my numbers to line up there, and you've got an automatic exactly what you wanted, which you will all find is extremely easy.